Welcome to the Indie Music Room, a conversation with independent artists about writing, recording, performing, and promoting their original music. And now here's your host, Heather Kelly.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Heather Kelly with the Indie Music Room. I'm very excited today. I guess I should have asked you, is it Natalia or Nathalia? I guess I don't know.
It's Natalie.
Oh, Natalie. Okay, well, yeah. I was wrong all the way around, but we've been trying to get together for a while now and just, you know, things come up, but I'm so glad we finally connect. And I just want you to introduce yourself to all of our fans and tell them where you're from and what you're all about.
Sure. My name is Natalie Miranda. I am an independent artist from London, and I am multi-genre. I love music and I love to experiment with different types of sounds and styles. I guess you could classify as pop, but with lots of different influences that kind of combines to make my own original sound.
Definitely original. You know, I had a hard time. I hate when people try to categorize music, especially even with when I did music. You know, I'm like, I don't quite know how to do that. But yours is interesting. I feel the pop, but there's so many other things. Like part of it feels almost a club sound at times. I mean, your voice has got this incredible range. So I mean, it's interesting. It's hard to pinpoint, and I think that's great. You should make your music your own genre. It doesn't have to fit into everybody else's. So
exactly.
So where did your music come from? I mean, was your family musical? What was your background like?
So on my father's side, my grandfather was a violinist, and he was always playing the violin. And so I remember that for sure. But growing up in my household, my mum is a music lover, and she was playing music from when I was tiny. There's like videos of me dancing to Whitney and Madonna and stuff
yes.
like that.
Yeah.
So I was always hearing stuff like that, you know, from Madonna to Queen to Greek music to Spanish music. So many influences that came through over the years, mainly thanks to my mum. And I knew music was just something that I responded to very well. It was something that also something that didn't judge me. As I got older, I realized that I could play that song and sing that song and no one was going to judge me for it. You know what I mean?
So, right.
But I was a really shy kid, and not even my parents knew that I wanted to be a singer or that I could even sing. I used to sort of crank up the radio very loud and sing on my own in my bedroom. So it took a really long time for me to sing in public. So I was like 15 when I did that.
Was it terrifying for you the first time you got up on stage?
It was horrific. I mean, it was actually a karaoke night when I was on holiday with my family. And I thought, I have to do this, because if I don't do this right now, I'm never going to get over this fear of singing in public.
Right.
And I did it with my back to the audience.
Like, oh my gosh.
This kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Oh my God. And I was terrified, and I sang Hopelessly Devoted to You.
Oh, I love that song.
I know. It's such a beautiful song. And I was like, I've got to do this song justice. And it went so well, and everybody loved it. And my family and friends were just like, what?
Who are you? Yeah.
But it kind of gave me the kick I needed I told myself, and I proved to myself that I could do this. I've been writing songs for years, you see, so I just needed a kind of kick to kind of go out there, and that was it.
Okay, so when you're writing, I mean, when did you start writing, when you actually put, you know, pencil to paper as far as lyrics? I mean, did you think at one point you were just journaling or writing poems, and then all of a sudden you kind of went, wait, this can fit to music? Is that how did it work for you?
So I started playing the piano when I was about 5 or 6, and that obviously gave me a great grounding.
Yeah.
And then I think I was about 7 or 8 when I actually started writing a melody and a lyric together.
Okay.
I still have some of them actually, like on these bits of paper.
Yeah, keep them. They'll be worth money someday when you're rich and famous.
No, I still have them.
That's so good.
But so yeah, I kind of just kept on doing that. Okay. And then I ended up with a sort of a big batch of them by the time I was 17 and did my first demo.
So, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's so great. 17. That's young. So the piano had to help. So when you write, do you typically come up with the lyrics first, or do you come up with the music on the piano first? Or does it just depend on each song, or how's that go?
It totally depends. I would say mostly it's a melody and a lyric that comes to me at the same time, and then I will just kind of sit down and write the lyric and make sure I've recorded the melody so I don't forget.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, you know, sometimes it's just something someone says. I could be watching a movie and they'll say something and I'd be like, oh, that's really cool. I want to write from that. Yeah. Like, it kind of sparks my imagination. Or sometimes my producer, my co-writer, who's also my husband.
Oh, wonderful.
we'll kind of strum something and I'd be like, that's cool.
Let's
work with that, you know. So it's a variety of things.
So cool. My partner of nearly 20 years, we're not married, but he too is my producer and co-writer. So I get that relationship quite well. That's great. Tell me about when you were writing Back to Life. Now that this one came out in 22, if I remember right.
Yes.
Okay. So where was your mind at during this stage of your life or when you were writing this?
Okay. So Back to Life was actually written in 2015.
Oh, okay.
It's got a bit of a story. And it wasn't actually written for me. I wrote it along with a kind of batch of songs to pitch to publishers. And I pitched a whole bunch of songs. They didn't want any of them. And I kind of just forgot about Back to Life until sort of mid-2022, after I just released Is This Love. I was like, I need something that's kind of in the same sort of vein, kind of upbeat. What should we write? And then my producer was like, what about Back to Life? And I was like, oh God, yeah. Yeah, let's
forget
let's
about that back. One. Yeah. Go get the book, start flipping back in the pages.
Exactly, yeah. And like we did a whole new production of obviously, and we laid down a new vocal. We did a whole brand new thing for it. But it came at the right time because at that point in my life I just about had enough of all the crap that goes on in this industry.
Yes.
Why don't you sing like this? Why don't you write like this? Why do you do this? Why don't you do this? And I just had enough. And and Back to Life was just perfect for that way I was feeling. Because the lyric is, ain't nobody going to hold me down no more. I'm bringing me back to life. Like, I've waited so long and I've had enough. I'm just going to do what I want. And if you don't like it, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah. Fantastic attitude. You know, I will say sometimes it takes that long for a song to come to life for its own. I mean, it just naturally progresses where it can be on the back burner for years, but a song comes to life when it wants to. You can't you can't force it. So
absolutely. Ooh,
dropped my glasses. With that said, let's listen to Back to Life and we'll be right back.
Cause ain't nobody gonna hold me.
and that is Back to Life. Awesome song. And I think you nailed it. It is about you, kind of, you know, you kind of own that song, Back to Life.
Oh,
I love
you.
It. So. Now tell me, what do you guys, do you go out and tour as well? Do you play a lot, or what's your schedule usually like?
I actually don't tend to gig too much here in London because I don't have a Natalie Miranda band. I've never had one. I would love one. Uh-huh. But I have a couple of friends that play for me every now and then, that they're amazing, and they won't accept any money from me, which is, you know,
that's
amazing.
Nice.
But so they kind of play for me as and when they can. There's a lot of venues here that won't use backing tracks.
Oh,
which
I bet.
It harder for me. Mm-hmm. I do play the piano, but I would rather someone accompany me when I do my gigs. So I've had one gig so far this year, and then I wasn't well for about 3 weeks, had to cancel a few, but I've got a few more coming up before the end of March, and I'm still booking for the rest of the year. But I mean, I'd love to be out there more often, but like I said, it's really just a matter of finding people that can. I mean, I don't have the budget to pay a band. That's just the reality. That's so hard.
And so. I was lucky too, you know, because we own the studio, we know a lot of musicians. And I mean, the studio is a cool place to hang out. So it was easy for me to get a band. But I too play piano and violin. But like you, I tried to play piano and sing. And I think that what happens is you're concentrating so hard on both that you don't really perform as well vocally, you know, because you're just trying to keep it all together. And so I too, like you, would have preferred an accompanist, and perhaps one that could play, because I couldn't play very well. I self-taught, and I was squeaking by, you know. But tell me also a little bit about this other next song, because this one I listened to this morning, and I love this one too. Echoes. I love this, and you have videos to these, so we'll make sure to include these on the podcast. But tell me about Echoes.
Sure. So Echoes, I wrote it at the end of 2022.
Okay.
And actually I was ill again. I had a really bad flu and I was feeling sorry for myself. And I just came up with this melody and this lyric about singing about myself in the third person, basically. And it kind of just sort of flowed very, very easily and it turned into a song about forgiveness and about forgiving your younger self for things that you did or you didn't do, things you wish you'd done differently. But this song is mostly about my view of myself growing up. I was really hard on myself. I thought I was
that made
short,
me sad, because I listened to that song and I'm like, oh no, that's your, that's about yourself. No,
it is. And I you know, I obviously, growing up as like teenage girls, you have all these influences around you, TV, magazines, whatever, and with all of that, I decided that, you know, I wasn't worthy. I thought I was too short. I wasn't pretty enough. You know, I wasn't popular, all these kind of things. And that carried on a lot into my 20s, you know, and now I think I'm at a point where I just can look back and I can now sort of be at peace with what happened or how I treated myself.
Yeah.
And it's called Echoes because it kind of, those feelings never really go away. Mm-hmm. They're always there, but you know how to deal with them now.
You're keeping them at bay now. So you are a tiny little thing. I was watching some of your videos, and you and I are both about the same height. I'm absolutely. So I'm like, hey, small girls can do it too. But well, I'm glad that you found a way to introduce you to the beautiful Natalie that we see, not the one from back then. So
thank you.
All right, here we go, guys. We're going to listen to Echoes and we'll be right back with you.
She was young, just a child, and no one ever told her the pain that growing up would bring to her safe little world. She didn't understand that life can throw 1,000 bullets at you and leave you nowhere safe to hide, and things will never be the same. Like a page that can't be turned, she would live her life believing she was nothing, and her voice was never heard. A little voice inside, just searching for the There's no one in the mirror that you recognize. And when the pieces of the puzzle just ain't fitting right, for everything I couldn't do to help you to stand your ground, I will be there in the mirror with you. Yes, I will. I will be there in the mirror with you. She was caught in between everything she dreamed of and everything she ought to be. So she hid away, a shadow of herself. She cried every little teardrop, a little part of her that died. But the memory still remains. When there's no one in the mirror that you recognize, and when the pieces of the puzzle just ain't fitting right, for everything I couldn't do to help you to stand your ground, I will be there in the mirror with you. Yes, I will. I will be there in the mirror with you. I am grown. I am free.
And that was Echoes, everybody. Another good song. Tell me about your video production. What are you guys doing? What are you doing with these videos? These are great.
Thank you. Okay, so some of them are filmed on an iPhone. Echoes, for example, the video for that was filmed on iPhone. And we did it, myself and my husband, in this room, actually. We just put a black backdrop up and went to a studio for the other scenes.
Yeah.
Majority of my videos are done with a very good friend of mine, David Brandt. He brings along his fancy camera, and we just find really cool locations and just do them in like mostly one day. Sometimes we need a second day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always very low budget, and anyone that's in the video are friends of mine, you know.
Yeah.
So it's all just in-house.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy videos because it's just fun. Like, there's always outtakes that I love putting together.
Yes.
And yeah, it's my favorite part of the whole process.
You know, and I think the only good thing for me that came out of COVID was I used to do my interviews audio only in studio. But now when I've got the visual, like we can do Zoom. I mean, once I figured out Zoom, I said, I'm not going back, because people love to see the visual with everything. So
absolutely.
I think it's an important part of it.
Yeah.
So if you're anything like I was as far as being an independent artist, so I suppose you have your hands in everything, whether it be promoting, marketing, everything, like from A to B, A to Z. So do you have help doing that, or is that just all on you?
It's all on me. Yeah. And I have to admit, the promotion and all that stuff is not my favorite thing. I really don't like it. And I've had to really force myself to, you know, to do some sort of ads online or whatever it might be. And mm-hmm. I just, there was a couple of times I hired a PR company just to do an extra push, but mm-hmm. the majority is me, you know, doing all the little teasers and the, hi, my song comes out on the whatever, yeah. you know, and I always feel ridiculous doing these things. I wish
it's hard to self-promote. So sometimes it's like you want a third party to do it.
Yeah.
Give you a little trick, make up your alter promoter and just get a different email and promote that way. That's what I did, because then I didn't feel like I was, it's me, hello. It was more like, I am representing this person. You know, you become a third party. And so that's something I did to kind of get away from that. Ooh, I feel weird about it, you know.
That's something to think about for sure.
Yeah, exactly. It worked for me a little bit. So. And you're recording. When you're recording your music, do you guys do it? Do you go to a studio like the one I'm in, or do you do it in-house?
We do it at home. We have a little home studio and everything is done here. Simon will mix everything here. We send it off to get mastered because the room's not great for mastering, but it's everything gets done here, and which I'm so grateful for because we save an incredible amount of money.
I know. You know, that's hard for people that don't have extra money to go to a studio. I mean, we're still old school. We've got the 2-inch tape versus all the new technology, but
that's amazing.
It is fun. It's a lot of fun. But I mean, the people that, you know, here's the thing is they do make tools now to be able to do this recording at home. But I think it takes the people that really invest time in learning that technology, because anybody can record, but to make it sound quality like your music does, it takes time to learn those programs. And
absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. This last song today we're going to talk about is...
It's called Terremoto.
You say it so much more seductively than I could say it. I'm like, you've got to say Terremoto. Tell me about that one.
Okay, so it's in Spanish. And the reason it's in Spanish is because it's I speak various languages and I studied Spanish for years. I ended up with a master's in translation as well. But I love Spanish, and I feel like it's part of me, and I wanted to write and release a song in Spanish. It's reggaeton, which is not my favorite at all, but it just evolved into reggaeton, and I was like, all right, let's go with this. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And it's an empowering song about turning the tables on someone that's trying to control you.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part about it is that my friend Ignacio has appeared on it. I was so excited to have a featuring on the song because he's from Ecuador. He's the most amazing singer in his own right. And he agreed to just lay down. I wrote everything and he just sang it in like one take and sent it to me. And it was just perfect.
Wow. Yeah.
It really just brought the song to life to have a native speaker on there as well.
Yes.
And it's just a fun song about just standing up for yourself, basically.
I'm always intrigued with people that can speak multiple languages because obviously you're Greek, right?
Yes.
And then you've got the Spanish you speak, obviously English. Yeah. What other languages do you speak?
I speak French, which is something I also studied. Yeah. And because of that, I can understand Italian and Portuguese to an extent. And I did actually start teaching myself Russian. But
wow.
I mean, I would love to learn every language, but obviously there's not enough time in the day. But yeah, I love it. I've actually written a song in French, which I'm hoping to release later this year as well.
Oh, good. You have to keep me posted on that one. Whenever you have a new release, make sure to contact me and I'll get it in our rotation.
But oh, thank you.
That is so cool. Well, with that said, we're going to go ahead and listen to Terremoto. Okay, there we go. And we'll be right back.
Yo no quiero nada más. No vale nada que el amor, si no me das la libertad. Tu prisionera no soy yo, tú no te crees que soy capaz. Una chiquita como yo, te pido déjame en paz. Y nos decimos el adiós. No pido permiso, una vez te aviso, ya ni lo intentes más. Te quedas solito, ay, qué pena chiquito, hoy yo me voy a burlar. Ten cuidado, cuidado, que puedo hacerte daño. Esa mamita dinamita, tan dura como yo. Ten cuidado, cuidado, yo sigo aquí cantando y mi voz hace temblar la tierra. Aquí te dejo yo. Vengo como terremoto, terremoto, te caigo como terremoto, oh, 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 oh. Tú no me puedes escapar, yo soy la mala suerte, oh, oh. Ya no me puedes controlar, dueña de mi destino yo. Te he devuelto la jugada, ya se acabó entre los dos. Y ahora vas a lamentar sobre tu tumba para el hoyo. No pido permiso, una vez te aviso, ya ni lo intentes más. Te quedas solito, ay, qué pena, chiquito. Hoy yo me voy a burlar. Ten cuidado, cuidado, que puedo hacerte daño. Esa mamita dinamita, tan dura como yo. Ten cuidado, cuidado, yo sigo aquí cantando y mi voz hace temblar la tierra. Aquí te dejo yo. Terremoto, vengo como terremoto. Terremoto, te caigo como terremoto. Oh, 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 oh. Nati, no te vayas. ¿Pa' qué estás triste? ¿Por qué te fuiste? Son tonterías todo lo que me dijiste. Está peligrosa, pina de rosa. Ya ni comprendo nada, dime otra cosa. ¿Pa' que me quedes solita? Mami, te necesito. Y si me das el permiso, todo puedo cambiar. Lo prometo, baby, vuelve otra vez. A ti te quiero, ¿por qué no lo ves?
Ten cuidado, cuidado.
Natalia, Natalie, I is it, which one is it?
Natalie.
Okay, there we go. I just, now that you're talking all these awesome languages, I want to go, Natalia. Anyways, that was another great song of yours.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell everybody, you're all over the internet. No wonder I can see you're promoting, your hard work pays off, but why don't you tell everybody how they can find you online?
Sure. So I think the easiest way is to go to my website, which is nataliemiranda.com. That's Natalie with a TH. Mm-hmm. And on there, there's all the socials. So you can just click on all the socials, whatever it is you want to go to. And also, if you sign up to the mailing list for free, you'll also receive a free download.
Fantastic. Ooh, that's a little incentive to get them going on there.
Yeah.
And let's see, YouTube, I think I saw you on. You've had some recent promotion things coming up too. That was fun to read, like magazine and articles. Was it magazine or another podcast you were on? So those are fun to watch too.
Yes, I've been on various podcasts. Yeah, they're all on my website. You can find them all there. So
that's so awesome.
Oh, and I also have a merch store.
Tell me about that.
I need to advertise it.
Yes,
it took me weeks and weeks to get it together.
Yeah,
but it's on my website and there's a whole load of things there with various song titles and phrases from my songs. So I encourage people to go check it out and see if there's anything you like.
I'm going to do that today when we're done here. I'm going to go check it out. You got t-shirts or anything?
Everything.
Okay, I'm going shopping.
Mugs, bags.
I can't wait. I'm fangirling over here in the States. So, well, hey, how did you hear about my podcast?
Actually, it was my husband. He was Googling podcasts for indie artists, and yours was right there at the top.
Fantastic. So, yeah. I've been doing this almost 5 years, almost 6 years, and I can feel it starting to pick momentum up. I kind of decided after 4 albums and 20-some singles, I thought, you know what, I'm going to shift to a different angle in the music thing, and I'm fine with that. You know, I'll be 50 in a couple of years, and it's just like, I'm going to change it up a bit. But I enjoy supporting indie artists. So again, please, if you or any of your close friends have some music they want to release, and you with your new releases, keep in touch with me.
Thank you so much, Heather.
You know, it's been my privilege. And for all of you out there, don't forget to go check out her website and all of her merch. And do you happen to have one of those links a lot of the artists do, like a tip or a thing to kind of help you raise money towards your project?
I have on my Linktree. On there's one of those things. And also I have a Patreon community. So if people would like to join the Natalie Miranda community, that link is also on my website.
All right, everybody, did you hear that? We need to keep on supporting Natalie here. And so Natalie Miranda, it's been my privilege. Thank you for joining me. And everybody, don't forget to hit subscribe to my podcast, Indie Music Room, as well as Miranda's page. So with that said, everybody, thank you. Have a good day.
You've been listening to the Indie Music Room with Heather Kelly. Be sure to listen every Saturday and Sunday right here on FortDodgeRadio.com and subscribe for all our past and upcoming shows. The Indie Music Room is a production of FortDodgeRadio.com.